11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Well, back home, the Prime Minister is cracking down on foreign interference. He's introducing new laws aimed at booting Chinese influence out of our governments and our universities. If passed, the laws will allow Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne to tear up any deal that states, territories, councils or universities do with foreign countries. Maurice Payne, the Foreign Minister, is live on the line. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
There are deals that have already been done, like the one between the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews and Beijing. Is that one in the microscope?
Well, in fact, we know just from open source searching, Ben, that there are at least 135 deals or arrangements between state and territory governments and over 30 countries around the world. So the Victorian one that you refer to is part of those, and they'll all be included in the stocktake that we're going to ask state and territory governments to do if the legislation is passed.
It's a bit of a reminder to people in other levels of government and people running universities that they're not in charge of foreign affairs.
Well, the Commonwealth does have responsibility for foreign affairs, as you say, and there's not previously been a requirement for any consultation between the states and territories. But we think it's important to do that due diligence, to make sure that international arrangements are consistent with Australia's national interests and, of course, with our values.
What about the 1,000 Talents Plan we've been talking about this week, where Beijing is recruiting some of Australia's brightest scientists to work for them?
Well, it will depend on the nature of the engagements, Ben. So arrangements between state governments and the national government of a foreign country or a state government department and a foreign government department, and then, as you say, arrangements that universities might make also need to be notified. But the stocktake process will enable us to look at all of these in a constructive way, to work with the states and territories, and my department will be responsible for that should the legislation pass.
So, Minister, you'll need the support of the Parliament before introducing these laws. And presuming that happens, when do you expect that you'll be able to review all of these deals?
Well, if we introduce the legislation next week, which is our intention, then we would hope to see it passed in a timely way. The Parliament will, of course, consider it across both chambers. And then we will seek a six-month process of asking the states and territories to undertake those stock takes, bring that material back to us. And then for deals which are or arrangements which are in prospect, we will seek them to consult with the Commonwealth as they're progressed.
Foreign Minister, thank you so much. And on behalf of the listeners, I think the general feedback this morning is well done for backing up all of the talk with some action.
Thanks very much, Ben. I appreciate it.
Maurice Payne, our Foreign Minister.